Welcome to the Star Wars Collector Podcast, episode number 115. I'm your host, Brian, and with me this time is Carl.
Hey, Carl. I'm back. Hey, yeah. Brian.
Yeah, so last time it was Dwayne, this time it's Carl.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back. My internet was acting crazy last time. I'm sure you all mentioned that it was like dropping me every 2 minutes.
Yeah, we just said that you had an issue, and
well, it was Spectrum issue.
Yeah, so that's cable, isn't it?
Yes. Okay. Yep.
Yeah, I have Windstream's Connect. I haven't had any problems with it. It's I get 1 terabyte.
I've thought about switching, but the fact that it's packaged with cable, that's why I've never switched, because I'm like, I am getting the package deal right now, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe one day.
If I can find something else to watch the Reds on, I might get rid of DirecTV.
Yeah.
All right. Well, since you weren't with us last time, I'll let you go first and talk about the stuff that you've gotten in the last couple of months, if you can remember.
Yeah, I'm sure I forgot something, but I will try this and see what I can do. The first thing I did get since the last one we did, I got Amazon had one of those flash sales, and it was like $21.99, so I hadn't grabbed it yet, because you know how many Hoff soldiers have we had in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. So, and how many are still hanging on the peg at Walmart.
Yeah. And besides that, I got a couple of, while I was in Tennessee, I was able to get the milk, finally.
Oh.
The blue milk.
Move it to your left. There you go.
Have you tried it? Have been able to try it yet?
Mm-mm.
But it's really actually really good. It has like a vanilla flavor.
I'm lactose intolerant, so.
Oh. Well, I guess you could maybe try a sip.
I could take medicine and take a sip of it, you know, it's that kind of thing, but. Drinking a whole glass, I don't think Lactaid would help that much.
But I decided to rinse it out and keep it. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Somebody online had posted a picture. They had took and lined it with some blue paint and made it look like it still had stuff in it.
Hmm.
So who knows if I'm really... And I guess Tennessee had like a Star Wars thing going big time, because they also had these at Cracker Barrel.
Oh, at the Cracker Barrel?
Yes, in Tennessee. Hmm. Yep. The one in Pigeon Forge. Yep.
Okay.
So I thought that was unique. And the last thing I got is...
Well, you want to describe it, since the people that are listening can't see what you're holding up?
Yes, I have... It's a little Pure Light milk container. And it has, on one side, it has R2-D2. And on the other side, it has C-3PO. So I actually kept it and washed it too out. So yeah, it doesn't have like milk still in it that's expired.
That's one of those milks that size that you get when you're in school.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of a neat thing. I kept it mainly because I know we have a couple of droid collectors in our club, and I thought, I don't know if I'd really want it, but who knows? They may not have a chance to get it, so I kept it for now. And the next thing I'm really proud of, because I don't find stuff like this, I was in Grayson, and I bought a bag of miscellaneous toys for $3, and it was like a couple of Happy Meal toys. One of them was a Chewbacca on top of the speeder and stuff like that, and it had a couple of Chat-Me figures. But also buried inside of it was a vintage Yoda.
Wow.
Yes, at that Mission thrift store in Grayson. But anyway, I got the bag for $3. So, I mean, the only thing he has is his, you know, he has his joints are tight, paint's pretty good, and he's wearing his little... you know, his robe, but no snake, no belt, no cane. But still, it was kind of cool to find that in the wild. It kind of excites me when I see vintage figures in the wild, because you don't seem to see that anymore.
Okay.
Besides that, I'm sure I've forgot something that I didn't mention, but I know you got a couple of things. Actually, mine will be here tomorrow. So the vintage figures you're going to mention. So anyway, okay. I'll let you do yours now.
Geez. Stupid gnat. Won't leave me alone.
Oh, no, the killer gnat. I had a wasp that was driving me crazy a couple of weeks ago, and it was scared me half to death, and I was finally able to get rid of it.
Yeah, give me a minute. I smashed it. Now I got to clean my hands off.
See what you're missing by not doing our Patreon and getting to watch live video?
Yeah, you can watch me smash a gnat. Let's see. The first thing I got was this R2-D2. It's the it's a redo, sort of. You know, it's the same number as before, Vintage Collection number 149. Mm-hmm. But instead of the dirty body that it had before, now he's clean. So the figure itself is different.
Yeah, mine will be here tomorrow. So unfortunately, I didn't get to mention that.
That's the only reason why I got it, because most of the repacks I don't normally get.
So it is the same number, right? I thought
yes.
I thought it was, but I was like, "Eh, it's R2, so I'll go ahead and grab it too."
Yeah, and my Leia's way over there in a box. I forgot to get it out.
Yeah.
So yeah, I got the Vintage Collection number 316 Princess Leia Organa, you know, from A New Hope. So mm-hmm. That's the first version. It's got a cape that goes over the top of it, her head, and so it's removable too. It's a hard plastic, you know, like a hood that you would see her in A New Hope.
Yeah.
So that, which I could have swore we've gotten. I mean, we got the Metal Ceremony one, but have we not had a New Hope of Leia on Vintage Collection?
I don't think so. I think we had her just in those. Remember the ones they did the pre-Vintage Collection in the clamshells?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the only thing they've done her in up to this point in the New Hope.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. It's hard. They've done so many figures now, it's hard to remember.
Yeah, I know. So the next thing I got was an X-Wing Razor Crest. It's for the X-Wing Miniatures game. And I only had one of them, so I figured I'd go ahead and get another one before they're gone, because I don't know. I don't think I mentioned it in the last podcast, but the X-Wing Miniatures game is now done. You know,
oh, no.
Yeah. They are not producing any more of the ships or really anything else, you know, as far as, like, components to the game. They're still going to do a tournament, some tournaments, and then do another Worlds next year in 2025 at Adepticon, which will be in Milwaukee next year. They're moving from Schaumburg to Milwaukee. It's a bigger venue. But then after that, I don't think they're doing anything else. I don't think they're having, you know, any kind of tournaments or anything after that. It's going to be all based on whatever, you know, the players that play the game now. There's a group that's getting together, and they're going to, you know, talk over changing some stuff, maybe. Because, to be honest, Atomic Mass Games has really screwed the pooch on this. I mean, to be blunt, they didn't want it. I don't think they wanted it to begin with, because they don't really deal with games that have pre-painted miniatures.
Mm-hmm.
I think they think that's some kind of faux pas, which is really stupid, because before COVID, in 2018 and 2019, the X-Wing Miniatures game was the top game in all of miniatures. You know, Warhammer is normally the top game, which it is now, but for those, you know, that year and a half or 2 years, however long it was, they were number one, which was unheard of, you know, because Warhammer had been number one for so long that for another company to come in, such a small company at the time, Fantasy Flight Games, to come in and to dethrone them as the king of miniatures, you know, as far as like sales and stuff like that, was just unheard of. So to go from that to now the game is dead, as far as they're concerned, is just unbelievable.
It is kind of crazy, especially since you said it in 2019 before COVID, and then, you know, when COVID hit, a lot of people wasn't leaving the house at all, and they was doing things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So to kill it, you know, then is bad.
There was some other contributing factors too. I mean, they went from first edition to second edition, and, you know, had these conversion kits that you could buy, which a lot of people complained about, but I was like, I'm thankful they're doing that. They could just go, okay, buy everything again, you know, in the second edition version, and sorry about your luck.
Yeah.
All those ships you got before, they're just worthless. But they didn't. They made it so that all you had to do was buy these conversion kits, and it would convert all your previous 1.0 stuff into 2.0. Hmm. So, yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where it's really sad to see it go. You know, you never know what's going to happen in the future. Something could happen to where, I don't know how true this was, but this is what I heard on another podcast, that they were at a restaurant, you know, during Adepticon this past year, or, you know, during earlier this year in March, and Atomic Mass Game people were talking to Asmodee, which is Asmodee is the parent company to Atomic Mass Games. And they were asking, you know, talking to them, asking them why they were doing some of the dumb things they were doing. You know, they, I mean, really, that's the gist of it. They couldn't believe that they were, you know, talking about doing away with the game. So I don't know what happened, you know, what was going on, you know, how true that actually was or what was going on. I don't know. But if there was any kind of inclination like that, then something is going on where, you know, Atomic Mass Games, whoever is leading that group that was doing the development for Star Wars X-Wing, they should be fired, in my opinion, and they should bring the game back.
Yeah.
I mean, they got rid of the people that initially did it from Fantasy Flight Games, which they shouldn't have. They should have kept them on. That should have been the group that went on to do more development for the game. Otherwise, you know, what are you doing? You're getting rid of the people who were actually doing all the development before, you know, when the game was number one. I mean, that would be like, you know, the Boston Celtics, who just won the NBA championship, going, okay, you know, you three people who were the main people that took us, well, you're all fired. You know, we're not bringing you back.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're getting rid of you. We just don't want you anymore. You know, that's just plain stupid.
It shows, too, that, like you've already mentioned, they seem to, like, not be interested, you know, in the miniatures and stuff, that they instantly let them go like that.
Yeah, well, they're only interested now in stuff that's not pre-painted, that's not pre-assembled. I don't know if you've seen any of the stuff that's coming out, that's come out here recently with Star Wars Shatterpoint, a game that they came out with. Well, they're all these, like, you know how models used to come, you know, in these big square plastic things where you had to tear the parts out and put them together?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the way these miniatures are.
Scrape off the edges and stuff. That's a lot of work.
Yeah. I know it's a lot of work, but, you know, that's the main reason that I got into this game, was because it was pre-painted and pre-assembled.
Yeah.
If whenever I had come into this game when it first came out in 2012, if I would have, you know, come across it and it was like, oh, you got to paint it and you got to put it together, I'd have never played it. I wouldn't have. I know so many people that play this game that they would not be playing this game or any of their games that Atomic Mass or Asmodee put out, miniature games-wise, they wouldn't be playing.
Yeah.
Because Armada also is gone, too. That's another one of the games that they have done away with. I didn't do Armada, but it's more on a grander scale of Star Wars. They have the big capital ships and stuff, and instead of, like, the Razor Crest being this size here, which is roughly 3 inches long, roughly, it would be like, you know, 1 inch. It'd be really small because the big capital ships in scale, you know, if you did a scale with this, they just don't fit in the game.
Yeah.
You know, as far as the Empire. Now, the Rebels, theirs did scale. So, you know, they had the CR-90 Corvette, Tantive IV. They had the Rebel, the one from Hoth. The troop carrier, transport, Rebel transport.
Yeah.
They had that, you know, and then there was some other small, tiny ships for the Empire and stuff, the ones that, the Gazanti that carries the TIE fighters. But as far as, like, an Imperial Star Destroyer, there were none. They couldn't do it. So they come up with their own.
Yeah.
You know, with the permission of Lucasfilm. And that ship actually is in canon now. They actually used it in a comic and also in one of the cartoons, I think. So that ship, you know, went from being a total Fantasy Flight Games, you know, creation to being canon for Star Wars.
Hmm.
I know this has been a long tangent, but it's one of those things where I wanted to talk about, you know, them getting rid of one of the games that I play, which I don't play too many games. I don't play too many, you know, that's the only tabletop game that I've ever played that I own the stuff. You know, I've played a few others, but other people have owned the stuff because I'm just not interested in, one, putting stuff together, two, painting it. You know, that just doesn't interest me at all. So, you know, RIP X-Wing.
Yeah. Well, I never got into models. I never had any of the Star Wars. Well, I take that back. I had a couple of the models, and I never opened them. I ended up trading them away. So I'm not a model person in general.
I've only done one model ever, and that was of a 1965 Mustang. No. And my dad helped me do some of it. So it was, you know, one of those things where we both did. If it was just me, I probably would have never done it.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else did I get? I got Star Wars Oreos. Have you gotten any yet?
I don't like Oreos, so I haven't bought them yet. I would.
These taste different, though. They have it. It's not quite the like a Pop Rock type taste to it, but they have like sugar crystals in it, so it makes it taste a little different. You know, it's got some little crunch to the stuff in the middle.
Maybe I'll have to try it then.
Yeah, you should at least just try it. If I could make it to a meeting, I would bring some, but I'm going to miss the next meeting, too, because that's when the Star Wars, or the Ohio Star Wars Club's summer social is. Are you a member?
I didn't even renew my membership this year, so no, I'm not.
Okay. Yeah, that was all I got since the last, you know, one we did, which is only 2.5 weeks ago. It wasn't very long ago, because I was late getting back from vacation, and then you guys were all busy, and it took a while.
Then my internet died, and was like, I'm like, go ahead, you don't have to delay it for me, because it was becoming late.
I don't think there's anything else. I mean, I have gotten some other stuff, but I can't actually mention it because it's for some people that will listen to this podcast. Our next meeting, like I said, is actually going to be July the 20th, and for the Ashland area. Did you know about that?
Yeah, you sent a text out saying that we had to change our date because they had something going on.
Yeah, something going on at the library, and they wanted us to change dates, and then I was like, well, I can't make that one now. So it'll be August before I can make the next meeting.
Yeah.
Some actual news announcements for collectors. Today, July 1st, as we're recording this, is the new year of Gentle Giants Premier Guild membership. They have two different tiers, I guess you can say. And the Master Premier Guild membership is $150 a year, or if you're a returning member, you get $20 off, so it's $130. And you can choose from, as your gifts, one statue or one mini bust or one jumbo figure. Usually with this one, you might as well choose the statue because that's the one that's worth the most.
Yeah.
And their regular membership is $100 a year or $80, I think, if you renew. And you can choose between one mini bust or one jumbo figure. They also give you coupons, too. You get, if you're the master, you get two $15 coupons for any item. You get two $25 coupons for in-stock orders. You also get 15% off of everything, with the exception of like some exclusives, like San Diego Comic-Con stuff. I don't think you get the discount on. You also get benefits like you get to be the first people to pre-order stuff. You get an exclusive window to do that. So masters get to go first, and then apprentices get to go next. Apprentices get 10% off of non-exclusive items. Yeah, it even says that. The gifts to choose from are, Newt Gunray Mini Bust, A New Hope Luke Skywalker Tatooine with a goggle. He's got the binoculars with the floppy hat and the goggles on top. The statue, it's an R2-D2 statue. Which, the past statues, it's been, the first one was Darth Vader, I think. Yeah, Darth Vader, then a Stormtrooper. C-3PO was this past year, and then R2 is next. And these are all the McQuarrie versions of the statues. So, let's see, then the jumbo figure this year is going to be FX7. So, if you're into the jumbo figures, that's going to be the only way you're going to get that figure is through being a member, because it's a member exclusive. You can't get it otherwise. All right. Let's see. You want to talk about some of the other stuff there?
On the blacks. Oh,
you got
sorry,
Hot Toys.
I'm skipping Hot Toys. On Hot Toys, we have a Star Wars Episode 1-6 scale Droidica coming, which I can imagine that looks pretty cool. I haven't seen them do anything like that before, but so there's no Vintage Collection news?
Nope.
Okay, well, that's a bummer.
I know.
Black Series, we have the Black Series Rebel Trooper and Stormtrooper. San Diego Comic-Con Star Wars Black Series Darth Maul and Sith Speeder. I saw pictures of that on, I think, Jedi Temple Archives, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks really cool, but I don't do Black Series. Are you going to try to get that one?
No.
No? Okay. Star Wars The Black Series The Stranger Electronic Helmet.
Yeah, that's from The Acolyte.
Yeah, which we'll be talking about in a little bit.
Yep. Yeah, there was one Vintage Collection, but it was, a Pipeline? They added, which was Hammerhead, I think.
Oh, yeah. I vaguely remember that now. And there's no Retro Collection news as well right now. As for Gentle Giant that Brian was just talking about, we have a Star Wars Gallery Knights of the Old Republic Darth Revan PVC statue. And we have a Star Wars Legends in 3D Clone Wars Captain Rex version 2 1/2 scale bust. And we have a Star Wars Premier Collection Dark Empire Luke Skywalker statue.
That ought to be pretty cool. From the Dark Empire comics.
Yep.
I ended up, speaking of comics, I ended up selling all my comics.
Yeah.
I took them to Half Price Books because nobody else around here even wanted to touch them. they didn't want them at all.
Yeah.
And all they are is just sitting, taking up space. I don't ever reread them. Yeah. And I only had one that was really worth anything, so I wasn't really that worried about it.
Yeah.
Because I had like 3 boxes. All right, so at this point, if you haven't seen The Acolyte, the first, 5 episodes, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, just don't watch it.
don't listen to Carl.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
But this is going to be spoilers coming up. If you haven't listened or watched any of them yet, then go watch them and then come back and listen to the rest of the podcast.
Yeah.
So, be forewarned. Spoilers, spoilers, spoilers.
Yeah.
All right, we'll give you a few minutes to click off.
While we play Jeopardy music in the background now.
Okay. All right, that's good enough. So, The Acolyte. All right, let me hear your thoughts, thoughts.
My first overall thought is I think the writing and the dialogue are terrible at times. I haven't felt this way about writing and dialogue since Attack of the Clones. And I felt that way about the first 4 episodes. And then episode five, there is not a lot of dialogue. There's a lot of fighting in the jungle and stuff like that, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's just poorly written in general, and they kind of killed off, I think, the best actor in the first episode. So, I mean,
in like the first 5 minutes of the episode.
Yes, that makes
minutes,
it even worse.
Like
it's just like, I'm like, wow. I mean, I've only got 3 episodes to go, so I think I can finish it. But man, until the episode 5, I was having one of the episodes was even like just 34 minutes long, and it seemed like it went on forever. So, yeah, I'm really down on this show right now. I mean, there's just not a whole lot of like about it. Like I said, episode 5 definitely was the best with the lightsaber stuff. And I think you said earlier that you liked, episode 4 and 5? So
yeah, I liked 4 and 5. 1, 2, and 3 was, it was a tough grind, especially episode 3, the flashback.
Yes, the chanting witches. Oh, my God.
1, 2, all that. I'm like, oh, good grief.
Or many. One,
yeah, many, one, whatever it was.
Yes, it's just like, oh, my gosh. I came a hair running it forward, but I thought, you know what, I'll just suffer and just keep going. Maybe it'll get better.
Yeah, yes, I'm always afraid of fast-forwarding just because you never know when you might miss one key thing that somebody says that may come up later.
I almost feel like they could have done the flashback episode just like a brief thing in her brain. They didn't need all that. Mm-hmm. I mean, to center a whole episode around that. It was definitely by far the worst episode of all of them so far.
Well, it doesn't even help you with what happened in episode 2. It's like, no. Why did that Jedi kill himself? You know, that doesn't make any sense. And you go through all this rigmarole of showing this flashback, but yet don't even show what really happened. So now we got to wait and see if they're going to, they better show it. I mean, otherwise that's pointless. That whole episode was pointless.
And I think the costumes are bad too, as I think I've already kind of mentioned, but I've already forgot his name, but the floating Jedi that she couldn't hit that ends up drinking the stuff.
I can't remember his name either.
But anyway, he had the worst fake beard I think I've ever seen in a TV show. I'm like, are you serious? Just don't give the guy a beard.
that was pretty bad.
I've even thought about canceling my vintage collection figures that I've got pre-ordered because I dislike the show so much. But there's, I think there's only three, so I might be able to suck it up and not do that. I don't know.
Trying to look for his main. Was it Master Torben?
Yes, that was okay, it. Okay. Yeah. You. All right. Yep. Yes. And the one that's playing dual characters, May and. Mm-hmm. She might be the best overall of all of them, acting wise, I think. And another thing that really bothered me in episode 4 into 5 is Master So. It's just like, oh yeah, we need to get on the plane and go. I don't care about my fallen Jedi friends. We'll just leave them here to be eaten by the wolves or whatever.
Yeah, I know. He left all the bodies. I'm like, what the heck?
Yes. I'm like, And it didn't even, he wasn't even tore up that his Padawan was slain, really. I mean, there's that little initial reaction when it happened, but oh well, we're going now.
When I mentioned that, and I was like, why are they leaving their dead bodies behind? And Bo was like, who cares? I'm like, what? I'm like, they didn't leave Qui-Gon there to just be, you know, discarded into the trash compactor. They took him and burned him, at least.
Yeah, gave him a Jedi funeral, I guess, so to speak.
Yeah. They could have at least done that for all the rest of them. The one thing that I was kind of disappointed with was the fact that Kel Naka went out like a nothing. You didn't even get to see him fight.
Yeah.
He was just like, oh, look, there's a dead, roasted, you know, Wookiee.
Yeah.
He's got a big old burn scar down his chest. Yep. I'm like, who in the world could do that against a Jedi, especially a Wookiee Jedi?
And the Sith guy that, you know, he's taking lightsaber hits to his head, and it's not even affecting that helmet. What's that helmet made of?
It's got to be made of something because, you know, that repels lightsaber, you know, lightsabers in general, because it actually caused their lightsabers to short out.
Yeah.
Every time they hit him with that, or he must have had, like, something on his arm as well, because it did that whenever his helmet was off, you know, that it shorted out Master Saul's. But the fighting, you know, at first, some of them went out like they did in Revenge of the Sith. It's like,
oh yeah, yeah.
Two
I didn't
seconds
think about
you're
that.
Gone. Boom! They, oh, that one's dead. Oh, now that one's dead. Now that one's dead. I'm like, oh my gosh, here we go again.
Yeah, and he's just knocking them off so easy. Well, I don't think of Jedi should be knocked off that easy. But he was just like in Revenge of the Sith and. I think going back episode 1, Qui-Gon's Jyn's death was kind of ridiculous too. And the first episode, I mean, just like she should have seen that coming when she stopped the one dagger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she should have known she had another one because she should have sensed that. I thought her death was a little ridiculous, as you said, 5 minutes into the show.
Yeah. Right. You get to see her again when they do a flashback, but that's it.
Yeah. But it's definitely. Of all the Star Wars live action series, there's nothing, in my opinion, as close to this boring or this tough to watch. I mean, I even liked Book of Boba Fett after they kept making him such a wimp early on in the episodes, getting his butt kicked. But this one's just hard for me.
I don't know. I kind of go back and forth just because it for me, it kept getting better, you know, especially after episode 3. I thought 4 and 5 were pretty good. I mean, I'm not going to say they're great, because they're not great. There was some, you know, stupid stuff in too.
Yeah.
But overall, I mean, I did like the fact that they had these creatures on the trees, you know, and lights was the ones that, you know, that kind of affected them and made them attract to whatever, you know, the light was at, wherever the light was at. And it was something different. It looked
that was, yeah.
Were you going to say something?
I just said, yeah, I agree with you. The light was different. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, and for them to all of a sudden, you know, come up there and just even cause a distraction, you know, was something a little different with the show. And because it, they even fly, you know, could say, oh, they fly now.
Yeah.
But, I thought that was an interesting way to go. I'm not sure. Leslie Headland is the one that's writing all this stuff, and I'm not sure what all she's written before. Do you know?
I didn't look her up, so I don't know.
I don't know either, and I haven't even heard of anything, so I'm not real sure, you know, what she did and what got her into, I guess, to be able to do this in the first place.
Yeah. But, you know, Disney's, I'm sure Disney's seeing all the scripts and stuff and saying, okay, do it, because don't they have over $100 million budget for this show, I think I read?
I really don't know how much.
I think I read it was over $100 million, so I can't remember now.
If this is her, she does look familiar. I'm trying to think what she's been in that I've seen. Russian Doll. Have you seen that show?
No.
Okay, I haven't either. Heathers? I haven't seen that either. Do you? Have you seen that?
I have seen Heathers, the one with Winona Ryder.
Looks like she was in two episodes.
The Acolyte reportedly has a $180 million budget, which is 2x Kenobi's budget.
That's ridiculous. Can you imagine what they could have done with Kenobi if they had a bigger budget?
Yes. And they're not getting their $180 million worth out of these first five episodes.
Oh, absolutely not.
That's crazy. I thought it was around $100 million, so it's a $180 million budget.
I mean, you can see that it must have cost that with all the practical effects that they've done instead of doing CG work.
Yeah, the effects, I will say, is good. That's one thing they have going for them. And there was no dialogue, and there was a bunch of just fighting and stuff. It was some good lightsaber, even though some of them died, like you said, way too easy. But
yeah, I mean, the guy that plays Master Saul actually learned English to play this part, because he did not know English before this.
I didn't know that.
I think he's done a great job at playing that character.
Now, he's one of the better ones, and I like the character May. I don't like her twin sister as well. She's kind of whiny, but but yeah. Besides that, yeah. What did you think of the reveal of the who the Sith guy was? I think I guessed it. I did too. I think it was very obvious.
Yeah, it was very obvious, especially when he came to that planet with her. I was like, oh, he's the bad guy. Now, yeah. There may be some other, I think there's another guy, I think there's another Sith, I think there's, or whatever you want to call him. I think he has a master. Yeah. I think he was trying to train somebody to, you know, be his apprentice, so then that way he could kill his master and then, you know, go from there. I think he must have another one. It would be nice to see a tie-in, what's his name? Darth Tenebris.
One of the ones from one of the books or something.
He was in the Plagueis novel. He was Plagueis's master.
Oh, okay.
He was a Sith Moon or whatever you call him.
Yeah.
So it would be nice to see that. This, you know, would probably be around the time period that would have happened, where he would have been either just taking over as a Sith master or something like that. And especially with all this talk with the witches of creating life, you know, because the one woman said that she created life, you know, and the other woman carried him. So it's, you know, it's similar to like Anakin.
Yeah, which kind of bothered me a little bit too, because I thought Anakin was the only really special one. So obviously he's not, since they created life too.
Yeah. What do you think's going to happen in the last three episodes?
I don't know. I guess the main storyline is the switching of the two sisters.
Yeah.
So they'll probably have to focus a lot on that and see what's going on with that.
Yeah, that happened right at the end of episode 5.
Yep.
I really think, though, that Master Saul knows. Mm-hmm. It would be really difficult to deceive him, because he knows both girls.
Yeah, and on top of that, the way he can, you know, read those minds and stuff, just like the Sith didn't want, he wants you to take your helmet off. He's like, no, for you can read my thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know that the Sith guy knows it's not May.
Yeah.
You can tell by the way he was talking that he knew it wasn't May. He knew it was Osha.
Which he feels betrayed by her anyway, so he's probably happy about it right now.
Yeah. So maybe he's going to try to turn Osha.
Yeah.
So what do you think really happened with the witches? Do you think that May did it, or was it one of the Jedi?
That's a tough call. I mean, I would think it was one of the Jedi, probably. I can't see May doing it.
Yeah, I keep wanting to... I mean, even though I'd like to see, you know, like Darth Tenebris come out, I think it's going to be that Soul has a dark side.
Oh.
Because the way that... I can't remember the guy's name, the stranger, whatever you want to call him.
Yeah.
The way that he was talking about Soul, it's like he knew him.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So I'm thinking that there's something there between the two. I don't know what it is, but it seems like there's something there.
Well, hopefully they, like I said, they got better as the fifth one. So hopefully they can at least finish strong. And there's no talk of a season two, right? I haven't heard anything about that. Have you?
I haven't heard anything.
Yeah. So hopefully this all wraps up.
I mean, this is, you know, really divisive for a lot of the Star Wars fans out there.
Yeah. And I don't know what the streaming ratings are, so I don't know what.
Yeah, well, right now it's gotten one of the worst Rotten Tomatoes ratings of any Star Wars rating.
But I was just wondering about Disney Plus viewers, what their numbers are. I haven't seen anything like that released yet.
Well, it jumped up for episode 5. I do know that.
Oh, okay.
Which isn't saying much.
Yeah. Oh.
But, you know, I've got to harken back to what I heard Jimmy Mack from Rebel Force Radio say. He's like, I watch all Star Wars stuff. It could be good. It can be bad. I watch it all. He was like, take that for what it's worth, you know, but I enjoy Star Wars overall, you know, so I watch all Star Wars. Yeah, like you told me earlier you hadn't watched season 2 and 3 of The Bad Batch, and I'm like, what? Oh. You know,
I just lost total interest in clone stuff, so I just...
Yeah, but these are different clones. It's not like these are your normal, everyday clones. These are all they're Clone Force 99. You know, they're this separate group that are really individuals, each one of them. They're good at what they do.
Well, maybe I'll go back to it one day. Who knows? Before we talk about it on here, before I can actually give some viewpoints as well. But I don't know. I just kind of, it's just like, oh, I don't need more clone stuff. So, but who knows? But
I mean,
for the most part, I do watch all Star Wars stuff too, but I don't know. I just lost interest in it. The only thing I can think of that it was hard to finish also was that anime Star Wars Resistance. Is that the name of it?
Oh, Star Wars Resistance? That wasn't anime.
Yes. Yeah, that was one of the, I think
it was animated, but it wasn't anime.
Yeah,
anime. Visions was the one that I did not finish.
Yeah.
I didn't finish either one of those.
Yeah.
I just couldn't do it. Did you watch them?
I did, actually.
Okay.
But I didn't love it, but I did finish it. But Resistance I did finish, but it was the hardest thing I ever finished, I think. I think it was just
I understand why.
And that I think, too, that it was bad, but on top of that, it was the follow-up to Rebels, right?
Yeah, that came out after Rebels. The only good things in that show was when Poe was on there, and he wasn't on there very often.
No, but Rebels definitely was the best of all the animated shows, I think.
I mean, I liked Rebels a lot.
Yeah.
But Clone Wars, especially season 7, when they came back out, season 7 was great.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I like both of them. I'd put them both about equal for me. I liked them both that much. Yeah, there's so much stuff that we haven't even talked about since the last time we talked about a show. Have we even talked about Ahsoka?
I don't know.
Did a show about Ahsoka season, you know, the first season of Ahsoka.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, so we still got that, and Tales from the Empire. We haven't talked about that either.
Which I liked a lot. I was happy with Tales from the Empire.
So we got we got stuff coming up that, you know, we got plenty of stuff to talk about and stuff that we would like to see, like figures made. You know, there's so many figures that they haven't made of even the stuff that they've had out for a long time, like the Bad Batch. You know, the only vintage collection figure they have of the Bad Batch is Hunter. That's it.
Yeah.
After three seasons. It makes no sense.
And they did that one vintage collection pack, which really didn't count as the Bad Batch.
Yeah, because they screwed that up as well. They couldn't even get the figures right.
Yeah, so.
Because those were just clones, and one of them wasn't even the right one.
Right.
I don't know. You've cut back on vintage collection stuff, haven't you?
I have. I'm just, there's some of the ones I just feel like I don't want this one, so I'm passing here and there on the few, but.
Yeah, I never did get that four. Is it a four pack from Amazon that has the repack of Ahsoka in it? I'm like, really, a repack in a four pack?
Yeah, with a couple of droids that you would really want. And
I want the droids, but I don't want her.
Yeah, I would get that one if it was like on a Christmas sale or something.
Yeah, I'm waiting for a sale because I haven't bought it yet.
Yeah,
just because I don't want to have to pay for a figure that I already have and don't want.
But yeah, I don't blame you because it's just, oh my goodness. I just decided to be selective and just buy the ones I like.
Yeah, I'm about ready to do that just because I've run out of space on my wall to put them. I mean,
see, that's a problem too. Pretty much 90% of my vintage collection figures are in totes. They're not even been displayed. So I'm like, yeah.
Well, I have up to, I want to say, number do I have 225 maybe on the wall, and that's all the room I've got. I mean, I could probably squeeze in another dozen maybe, but even then there's up, you know, Leia's like 340 some or something, isn't she? Isn't that what I said?
Yep.
She's 316, so about 100 are not even on the wall, and you know, they're just gonna keep going. I've been saying for a while, I kind of hope they do away with it for a while. Because I think it's getting to be to, you know, they keep repacking stuff and redoing stuff all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, there's another Darth Vader, and I'm like, well, we already have every Darth Vader. I mean, we've got, you know, got him on a Star Wars card, an Empire, a Jedi, a Rogue One. I don't know what else, another one. And they re-released him on a Star Wars but it has different stuff on it. I looked at the one I've got, and he's got different accessories with him for A New Hope. So I'm not sure. Not sure what's going on there. Maybe it was a Kenobi one. That's right. It was Obi-Wan Kenobi. It was a Kenobi series one.
I think a break would be a good idea for him until maybe the next movie comes out or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if they'll do that or not. But they have, you know, dialed it back a little bit. But what kills me is when you pre-order something, you almost forget about it. The pre-orders come up, and then, you know, 6 months later, oh, this is shipping now.
Yeah. I just got notification that repack of Darth Vader is coming to shipping, and also the Zeb.
Yeah.
Did you get the Zeb?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I did get that. I did do that. And I ordered a straight case of the repackaged Stormtrooper that was coming too. I thought I would sell some of them and keep a few of them because I could always use a few more Stormtroopers.
Okay, yeah, I'll take a couple. If you got some.
Yeah, it was an 8-pack, so yeah, it should actually. I think it should be shipping pretty soon, probably.
Okay, yeah, I saw where they had re-released the Stormtrooper as well, but I think that was just a straight repack.
Yeah.
Which is good. They should redo stuff like that every once in a while because the diorama builders, you know, are always needing stuff.
Yeah.
Like that.
Can you imagine if that was Stormtroopers on the shelf instead of Hoth soldiers?
Oh,
those would have went away.
Yeah, because I would have bought some.
Yeah. You know, buying groceries, it's like, oh, while I'm here, I'll just go ahead and grab another Stormtrooper or something. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm curious, like, are you at all interested in the HasLab cantina?
I keep going back and forth. I really want those figures, and now they're saying, oh, we're not going to release those figures, you know, to the general public.
Yeah, right. I don't believe that at all.
Yeah, and I'm shocked it hasn't been funded yet with, like, what, a week to go, but I'm sure it will.
I'm not shocked, to be honest, because most of the people, you know, in the past have always wanted vehicles.
Yeah.
You know, because you've had the Jabba sail barge and the Razor Crest and the Ghost, which I bought the Ghost. I'm not sure where I'm going to put it, but I actually bought two of them, to be honest, because I figured I could sell one later and, you know, get some of my money back on mine.
Yeah, more than likely you probably can. But and I think, like you mentioned, you don't know where you're going to put the Ghost. The size of that cantina, too, is probably making some people think, oh, my gosh, where am I going to put that at?
I've seen other people, you know, that have made cantinas that are better than that one. You know,
I don't like it doesn't have a floor. That's
what I was
going to
say.
Me.
It doesn't have a floor. And the fact that there's two tiers, and the second tier, the stuff they said is just going to come in a plain brown box. And I'm like, really? You couldn't make it into another box or, you know, that had Star Wars, you know, logos and stuff on it?
Yeah.
That was weird. Cameras got really flipped off for a minute.
Oh. Huh. The sound got really loud for a second here, too.
My sound was the same. That was kind of strange. I don't know what's going on. But, I'm not going to buy it just because I don't have anywhere to put it. I have no space whatsoever. I'm trying to clear off enough space to put the Ghost somewhere.
Yeah. Well, see, I still had that big Millennium Falcon that they did in the box, and I never opened it. And I keep thinking, am I going to do the same thing if I buy the cantina? Am I just going to leave it in the box forever? So, I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, Dwayne has backed every project, and all his are just sitting in a storage unit. So, he hasn't done anything with his stuff, and almost all his stuff is in a storage unit. He doesn't even have anything, you know, set out or anything.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking, because here lately, there's been people that I know that have collected stuff forever that they're selling their stuff. You know, Arnie and Marjorie, they're selling all their stuff.
Yeah, I listened to their podcast for years, and then they stopped doing it as often, and I think they stopped completely, didn't they?
Yeah, they stopped completely because they haven't had one out for a couple of years at least.
Yeah.
They did Star Wars Action News, which I listened to every episode whenever they were doing it. You know,
I went
to their Star Wars celebration parties and stuff when they had them, and then all of a sudden they quit doing that, and then not too long after that, they were doing podcasts only like once every 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, that's when I kind of got out of it, when they didn't stop doing it regular. I was doing it regularly.
Yeah, whenever they did that, I pretty much quit listening to them, too. Because then they would only do one a year after that and do that, like their Black Friday special. And I was like, by the time I get a chance to listen to it, Black Friday's over with. You know, sometimes I don't listen to podcasts the day they come out or the day after. Sometimes it could be a week or 2 weeks after.
Yeah.
So I totally understand when people don't listen, you know, to us immediately. I'm no problem with that, as long as you keep listening. You know?
Yeah.
You know, you can take your time. I don't care.
Well, even some of the horror podcasts that I listen to, I will listen to them in groups of three at a time sometime. One night when there's nothing on TV, it's just like, boom, I'll just knock out three episodes.
Yeah. I went back and I haven't looked at the iTunes reviews in a while. And I seen this one that was from May 5th of last year from Bunk Dog. His title says, have listened to all 100. So at the time, he listened to all 100. It says, my name is Bill Gallagher. Yes, you can use my name. Keep up the great work, guys. Well, thanks, Bill.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks,
And this
Bill.
Is a funny story because I work with a guy whose name is Bill Gallagher. And I thought it was him, so I messaged him today and said, do you listen to my podcast? And he was like, no, I didn't know you did one. And so he was like, now I'm into it, now I'm curious why you're asking me that, you know, because he didn't know that told him about that. And so then he does a research and looks it up and looks at the same review, and he was like, yeah, I see that review. And he was like, but it wasn't me. So wherever this Bill is, thanks, Bill. We appreciate it. Hope you're still listening to the podcast at 115. I've had people at places, you know, I've been to toy shows and conventions and all kinds of stuff. And once, I guess, once people hear my voice, they're like, that voice sounds familiar. And then so a lot of times I'll be wearing my podcast shirt, so they'll know. They'll be like, oh, I listened to your podcast. And then, yeah, thanks. I had somebody come up to me at a ICCCon last year, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he asked us, I don't remember who it was, but they asked us about doing video. And I was like, well, yeah, we can do video. And so we did video because I'd asked a few people why they don't join the Patreon. And he said, well, it's, you know, I like watching video. And I'm like, well, we can do video versions for, you know, those. And we haven't had any new Patreon members for a long time. Yeah. We appreciate the ones who do because it sure helps pay the bills. Otherwise, it would be a very expensive, and it's gone up quite a bit since we first started, and still have to end up paying out of pocket, but we appreciate everything that they do for us. And we need to get some more Patreon-only members episodes out there as well.
Yeah,
it's been here lately, it's been kind of hectic.
Yeah, everything ups teaming up the same day or something has been more hectic, I guess. Too. Yeah.
Well, that's all I got. You got anything else?
No. No, nothing else to add. And hope maybe you all like it better than I like it, or even better. I know Brian likes it a little bit more than I do. So, but I'm going to stick it out to the end and see what happens. Maybe okay. We can do a follow-up episode sometime to finish up our thoughts
yeah,
on the
with,
show.
With Dwayne, we'll do a follow-up. Yes. and finish it up.
Yeah, I'd like to hear his thoughts, too, because in the text he sent, he wasn't liking it so far either.
All right, you want to read us out there?
Yeah, well, we have the Patreon, as Brian already mentioned, and it's at patreon.com/thestarwarscollector, and a huge thanks to all the ones that, you know, helped out with it over the years, and we really appreciate it, and you're free to help out as well as if you go there. The link's also on our Facebook page, the facebook.com/thestarwarscollectorpodcast, and you can give as little as $1 a month if you want. And iTunes reviews, as he just mentioned, and you can still do that, and someone did one a little over a year ago for us, so you're welcome to go leave us one there. And we have a Discord, and if you need to email us about something, it's tswcpodcast@gmail.com. And we're also on Twitter, even though it's kind of dead, and it's at @TSWCPodcast. And this month's Facebook shout-out, and we don't have a name here, so we can just thank everybody. A shout-out to everybody that's followed us on Facebook and been listening to us.
Yep. Thanks, everybody. I guess that's it.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk to you next month.
All right. Thanks. Bye, everybody.